Lehigh Valley is close to its fourth tight labor market in 30 years.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The number of initial unemployment claims, which shows the size of the newly unemployed in the valley, is trending at 6% below its last year's level as of April 2017. This indicator's long-term trend has been in the range which is historically associated with tight labor market since November 2015, almost 2 years. The last time initial unemployment claims dropped below its normal range was before the tight labor market of 2004. And this indicator is at the verge of dropping below that range now. Should it happen, the Valley's labor market will enter its fourth tight labor market in the last 30 years. The previous three were 1978, 1998, and 2004. And each of these tight labor markets happened after the number of initial unemployment claims dropped below and stayed below its normal range. During the worst days of the Great Recession, the number of initial unemployment claims exceeded 8,000 per month. Local unemployment rose from around 17,000 in March of 2007 to a whopping 41,000 by March of 2010. By far the worst labor market, at least in the last 30 years. The continuing unemployment claims shows the number of people who are receiving unemployment checks due to loss of job in previous months. This is a very good indicator of the local available pool of labor. Continuing unemployment claims rose rapidly as unemployment rates skyrocketed in the valley during the Great Recession. This index rose to around 90,000, which roughly translates to 40,000 people receiving unemployment checks by March of 2009. The index of continuing unemployment claims is trending slightly below its last year's level, roughly translating to around 13,000 people receiving unemployment checks in April. During the same period, there were around 22,000 people in the valley who were actively looking for a job, which means that 9,000 of those job seekers in April did not receive an unemployment check. One of the puzzling pieces of the data is that the valley's labor force has been dropping by around 6,000 in the last 12 months. Usually, during the periods of prosperity and relative tight labor market, labor force expands. The current contraction is hard to explain. Being a job seeker is rarely fun. However, if the current trend continues, this would be one of the best times in the last 30 years to be looking for a job, particularly because wages are already climbing as the labor market is becoming tighter. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.